What are you folks doing here? It's Tuesday night. Come on. Don't you have anything better to do? First of all, I just want to thank the good Lord for getting me through this and getting anybody through their trials and tests through life. We go through challenges every day, Iowans, and my faith got me through this, and I know that you go through challenges too, and your faith gets you through it too. And I need to thank my mom and dad. Where are they? There they are. You know, when you run for office, the family, you know, they don't have a choice. They've been on a roller coaster ride for the past 17 months, really, blindfolded, and you just hit the repeat button. And so the ride has stopped, and here we are. You know, I'm very honored to be the next congressman here in the 3rd District. I'm very humbled, and I want you to know that I take this awesome responsibility very seriously, and I appreciate your confidence in me, and I will exercise great judgment every day. I know what's at stake here. It's about the future of our country and keeping this great experiment called a republic, the United States of America, going for another 227 years. And I want the folks to know who didn't vote for me that I will listen to you, and I know that you're still the boss. I take this very seriously. All Iowans, I will listen to you. I remember who the boss is. I cannot advocate for you in the halls of Congress if I don't know what you're thinking. And you folks have the power to hire and fire. I'm not loyal to any party leadership, any president, this group or that group. You're in charge here. This is self-determination. You're the boss. You know, we have many challenges out there, but we've gone through challenges before. Look at our history, breaking away from the monarchy, the crown, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, the malaise of the 70s, terrorism now, but you know what? I'm an optimistic person. And I know that you are too. I know that ingrained in Iowans is a hard work ethic, a great faith, and a love for this country, and a desire to make sure that we pass this great republic down and her rights, liberties, and freedoms down to the next generations. You know, government is big. It's expansive. It doesn't create wealth, it consumes it, and sometimes consumes our freedoms. I'll make sure that I stand up for our constitutional rights every day. Because it is our Constitution that makes us an exceptional nation and an exceptional people. I'm ready to serve you. I can hit the ground running. I've had a pretty darn good mentor in Senator Grassley who taught me what can be done, how to get it done. Politics, policy, who the honest brokers are, and how as Americans, regardless of our party affiliation, how we need to come together for America. You know, Van Meter is a special place, nestled right here beside the Raccoon River, at the bottom of a great hill. It's not great because it's big. It's great because of what is there. Our veterans who are buried, who put their life on the line for this country. And we must always remember that. Why did they put their life on the line? Because they love this country and they love you. Generations ago, some died and were buried. They never knew us, but they knew that they needed to keep this great experiment going for generations to come. I just want to thank my opponent, Stacey Apple, for the hard-fought race. I respect her greatly. It's not easy to put your name on the ballot. Try it and just watch all those TV commercials. My goodness. Even I was hitting the mute button many times, and as I've said before, on the Weather Channel and on QVC, they don't run commercials. But you have to be very careful because I bought myself a dog scratcher and I don't have a dog. But I know my opponent, Stacy. I admire her greatly, and I know that she loves her country, she loves her state, and I want to just give a round of applause to her. I thank my mom and dad. They're rock solid. My sister and brother, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, nieces and nephews, I want to thank. I want to thank the staff of the campaign that we ran, and they were just, they were dogged in their support of me and what we were trying to do. And there's so many volunteers out there who are putting up yard signs, knocking on doors, saying prayers, sending money. Thank you so much. You know, my name is on the ballot, but I can't do it alone. And really, in the end, it is about you. And this day is not really about the election being over. It's about the hard work that we need to start tomorrow. And I'm armed and ready to do that. This is a great district. Very rural in some areas. Very urban, as you know. And I will leave no community untouched. I will listen to you. I'll work hard in the halls of Congress for Iowa. It's fall. The harvest is here. The harvest is in. We harvested votes. And we're on to bigger and better things. I believe in this country and the future of it. That shining city on the hill. God bless you. God bless Iowa. God bless the United States of America. Thank you so much.